Pam Sam, sure gonna have some pretty music around here tonight.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This is our 15th anniversary show. We started broadcasting on KISL in late July of 2000, have been here each and every Sunday evening since, and I'm very proud that Rapidly Rotating Records is KISL's longest-running show. Now, in each of the past 14 anniversary shows, I've been able to come up with at least one segment with records reflecting the anniversary of the show. For example, on the third anniversary show, the entire playlist was songs with three in the title, such as Three Little Fishies, Three Blind Mice, and If I Had Three Wishes. As time went on, it got harder to find records to match the anniversary, but even last year I came up with the bands Doc Cook and his 14 Doctors of Syncopation, and Ace Burgode and his 14 Virginians. But I'm afraid on this 15th anniversary I'm stumped, but no matter. On this evening's show, we're going to come out swinging, check our vision, play some records about cows, we'll hear from some Nashes, and take a musical trip to Shanghai. On last week's show, you'll recall we had a segment about bulls. Well, so as not to be sexist, this week we've got a segment about cows. Here's Clarence Williams and his orchestra.
Thank you. places of the girls in the world where you move. I have not their beautiful faces, but oh, I've a heart that can love. If it please you, I'll dress me in satin, and jewels I'll put on my brow. But oh, don't be after forgetting your pretty girl milking her cow. 'Twas on a bright morning in summer that I first heard his voice speaking low, as he said to a colleen beside him, "Who's that pretty girl milking her cow?" Oh, so many times and often you met me and told me that I should be your darling Acushla Alana, your pretty girl milking her cow.
What are the odds of hearing B. Wayne with Larry Clinton and his orchestra 2 weeks in a row on this show? Apparently pretty good. But the odds of having her sing two songs about cattle must be astronomical. Last week we heard Ferdinand the Bull, and there they were again just now with A Pretty Girl Milking Her Cow. Al Donahue wrote A Pretty Girl Milking Her Cow, and Victor recorded it on August 1, 1938. Before that, it was the original Indiana Five with Cowbell Blues from a National Music Lovers 78 waxed in October of 1926. And we started that bovine set with Clarence Williams and his orchestra and Milk Cow Blues from March 7th, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Several weeks ago, my daughter-in-law got her very own segment on the show by virtue of having undergone bilateral knee replacement surgery, and I played a set of knee songs. We saw her yesterday, and I'm happy to report that Lori's recovery is progressing nicely. Well, I guess my elder granddaughter wanted her own segment on the show bad enough that she was willing to have a detached retina and undergo eye surgery a little over a week ago. Again, I'm happy to report that Miranda is also recovering nicely and is back to work and was cleared to go to camp tomorrow. So this week for Miranda, we've got a set of rapidly rotating records about eyes, beginning with Johnny Marvin, who has some good advice. Be careful with those eyes.
Telling you, oh baby, be careful with those eyes. When you fool with things like dynamite, you must learn to use them right. Oh, baby, be careful with those eyes. Can you imagine on the day we're wed? Can you imagine if the parson said, now that I pronounce you man and wife, if you want a happy life, oh, baby, be careful with those eyes.
Thank you. was in a candy store. I got my big surprise. I bumped right into the saucy grin of the girl with the dreamy eyes. She sold the chocolate drops. I asked you, was I wise? I bought a few just to say how do to the girl with the dreamy eyes. I didn't know if she could sew or if she knew how to cook. I only know my heart went oh when she gave me that glad to see you look. Now at the baby shows, my son wins every prize. You know who his pretty mother is, it's the girl with the dreamy eyes.
Ben Selvin and his Moulin Rouge Orchestra in March of 1924 in Two Blue Eyes. Two Blue Eyes was written by Arthur Hand and Irving Brodsky. Before that, it was Anson Weeks and his orchestra with The Girl with the Dreamy Eyes. The vocalist on that August 12, 1935 Brunswick recording was Ben Gage. Benjamin Austin Gage was born on October 29, 1914 in Chicago. He's probably best remembered for his work in the motion pictures Maverick in 1957, The Big Operator in 1959, and The Big Ripoff in 1975. He was married at one time to Esther Williams, with whom he had three children, and Ben Gage died on April 28, 1978, in Los Angeles. The Girl with the Dreamy Eyes was written by Michael Carr and Eddie Pola. Before Ben Gage, it was Smith Ballou, who also had a significant motion picture career, but we heard him vocalizing on There's Something Missing from Your Eyes. Backing him on that December 2, 1930 Columbia recording was his own Smith Ballou and his orchestra. There's Something Missing in Your Eyes was written by L. Wolfe Gilbert and Dave Dreyer. We began that vision set with a band not played on the show before, Donna's Piazzu and his Havana Casino Orchestra, and Be Careful With Those Eyes. The vocalist on that May 15, 1930 Victor recording was Johnny Marvin. Pianist Donna's Piazzu was born Justo Angel Azpiazu in Havana on February 11, 1893, and was a popular band leader in Cuba in the 1920s. He came to the U.S. in 1930 and led the first genuine Cuban band on Broadway.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
For no particular reason, for this next segment of the show, we're going to do some swinging. Here's Herb Wiedoeft and his orchestra.
Thank you. sleeping in a hammock underneath a tree. Just you and I together, swaying in the breeze. And we'll be listening to a bluebird singing up above. He says he'll be the lookout while we're making love. As we go high and low, playing peekaboo with all the stars up in the sky. I know in a cradle made of dreams we'll watch the clouds roll by. Nearest thing to heaven that I ever knew is swinging in a hammock all alone with you.
Stimulate me, hold everything. Swing, brother, swing. Don't stop, dill and dally. Get going on Rhythm Valley. Can't help but sing. Swing, brother, swing. I'm ready to go. Ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, boy. Hurry up and send me, let me go to town. It must be rhythm fever that makes me hate to leave ya. Don't play that thing. Swing, gay, swing. Thank you.
Willie the Lion Smith is best remembered for his solo piano recordings, but there he was with his Cubs on May 22, 1935, and Swing Brother Swing. The vocalist is Clarence Williams, who co-wrote Swing Brother Swing along with Walter Bishop and Louis Raymond. Before that, Leo Reisman and his orchestra and vocalist Lou Conrad were all Swinging in a Hammock from November 6, 1930. Swinging in a Hammock was written by Tot Seymour, Charles O'Flynn, and Pete Wendling. We began that swinging set with Herb Wiedoft and his orchestra and Swing Along, recorded in Los Angeles in January of 1928. Swing Along was written by Gene Rose, who played piano in the band and was also its arranger. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Again, for no particular reason other than we've never done so before, for this segment of the show, we're going to take a musical trip to Shanghai.
Thank you.
From a private pressing on the Owen Fallon label, that was Owen Fallon and his Californians in Shanghai Rose. Written by Owen Fallon with Wolf Silverman, who provided the vocal on that November 12, 1929 recording made by Brunswick in Los Angeles. Before that was Jay Whidden and his New Midnight Follies band and Song of Shanghai, which was just chock full of musical cliches. That British Columbia 78 was made March 4, 1927. Song of Shanghai was written by Vincent Rose, Raymond Egan, and Richard Whiting, and it's a fair guess none of them was ever anywhere near Shanghai. We began our musical trip to Shanghai with the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra, directed by Bill Carlson, recording in Chicago around August of 1927, and Shanghai Honeymoon, speaking of musical cliches. The banjo in that recording is quite prominent and was played by Ralph West, and the vocalist was Henry Bubbles Reber.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
After working for the Durant Dort Carriage Company, co-founding the Buick Motor Company, and becoming general manager of General Motors, in 1916 Charles Nash bought the Jeffrey Motor Company, changed its name to Nash Motors, and in 1917 the Model 671 became the first automobile to sport the Nash nameplate. Back in the early 1950s, my grandparents owned a top-of-the-line Nash Ambassador sedan, and I remember admiring it when they would drive it over to our house in San Bernardino on Sundays, and having my dad refer to it as a boat. I tell you this because yesterday I attended the Grand National's Nash Car Show at the Pala Resort in Fallbrook, California. Although I like old cars and regularly visit the Nethercutt Collection in Sylmar, my brief and ancient connection to Nash wasn't the main reason I went. I went because also attending the event was Rich Conaty, who most of you know is the host of the granddaddy of all vintage music radio programs, The Big Broadcast, heard Sunday evenings from 8 to midnight on WFUV in New York. I've been a fan of the show for decades, but had never met Rich in person. He was attending the Nash Car Show because he himself owns a gorgeous 1950 Nash Ambassador, which unfortunately wasn't participating in the show. Rich graciously agreed to meet, take a selfie with me, and we had a pleasant conversation about cars and other subjects with some of the other Nash enthusiasts that were there. There's the 1958 song Beep Beep by the Playmates about a little Nash Rambler, but there aren't any vintage songs about Nash automobiles that I know of. But with thanks and best wishes to Rich, for this final segment of the show, we've got some other Nashes.
If you've got pretty eyes, oh, can I help it if I like pretty eyes? And can I help it if you've got lips just the kind for those moonlight trips? Can I help it if they just thrill me through? Oh, can I help it if you've got dimple knees? And can I help it if I like dimple knees? You've got everything I look for. You've got everything and some more. Say, can I help it if I'm in love with you? Thank you.
lullaby. I left my love in Avalon and sailed away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn. And so I think I'll travel on to Avalon.
Shabby dress, and when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy, try a little tenderness.
There you have a trio of Nashes, one real, the others not so much. We started off with the Columbia Studio Band, directed by Ben Sullivan, credited as Sam Nash and his orchestra with Can I Help It? The vocalist in that June 6, 1930 recording issued on the American Parlophone label was Irving Kaufman. It was also issued on the Odeon label as by Ray Seeley and his orchestra, and on British Parlophone as by Will Perry's orchestra. Sam Nash was also used by Parlophone as a pseudonym for Harry Reaser. The pseudonymous Sam Nash was followed by the genuine Joey Nash with Richard Himber in his Studebaker Champion Orchestra and a tune you hear every week on this show, Avalon. That Victor recording is from October 5th, 1934. We finished up that Nash set with Leon Nash and his orchestra and Try a Little Tenderness from a Crown 78 waxed around January of 1933. The vocalist was Ben Gordon, and I don't know whether Leon Nash and Ben Gordon were real people or not. This Leon Nash recorded 6 issued sides in 2 sessions for Crown, but there was also a group called Leon Nash and his Country Boys, who recorded 1 side for Brunswick in Los Angeles around April of 1929, titled On the Road to California. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.